outshine your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Da Truce! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
All right, we're back once again to do another show. Yay. But we watched a movie. I've been listening to this new podcast called Saturday Night Sleepover. And they were doing I downloaded a few of their episodes. And one was about Deep Red. And they were just going over and talking about different movies. And they bring up a movie where I got, but I never watched. And it was Alfred Hitchcock's Frenzy.
Which is decent. I don't think that's Hitchcock's best.
No.
Work.
I would say it's his most explicit work. I mean, it's got some language, some titties, and violence. Not really super violent, but I mean strangulation. But it they're having a tie. This is called a tie strangler or tie murderer.
Tie killer.
He's strangling ladies with ties and then throwing their bodies, naked bodies around. Anyway, we're introduced with his name's Richard Blantley or something, but they call him Dick, and it sounds like they're calling him Dickhole.
It really does. If you never watch this movie, you need to watch it just to see the Dickhole thing.
Dickhole?
It does. Me and Steve were laughing. So.
But he's a good old bloke. He's kind of got his life a little bit messed up, and he ends up
sleeping at the Salvation Army.
Well, first we meet him, he's getting fired from his job at a bar, and then he has an ex-wife who runs a marriage and romantic place, or I guess it's about like a dating service, basically. So she takes him out to dinner and stuff, and then later on she gets killed. And they blame
all
it on him.
All suspicion falls on him.
Yeah, so.
And there's this woman that one of the cops or something, detectives that works at Scotland Yard.
His wife is a very bad cook.
Very, very bad. I don't even know what half of that stuff was that she was trying to feed him.
She had something with eel, and it was like some kind of soup with a bunch of, and then pig's feet and gravy or something. It was
and
really gross.
Quail and grapes.
Yeah, very shitty. You would be gone. Or I would be about 40 pounds lighter. But anyway, it's a different Hitchcock. I mean, it's his second to last movie. So, it's definitely a very British movie. But, you know, it's well worth a watch if you haven't seen them all. And there's a few probably I've seen, probably seen almost all his movies, but there's a few that I've seen when I was a kid and can't remember, I think he did.
I'm guessing.
Was it one called, like, it's not Sapphire, but it's something like that. But,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I haven't seen that one. But
did you see Rope?
Yes.
The one that was supposed to be filmed in one.
Well, not car. Yeah, but it wasn't.
Well, that was a rumor about.
Yeah, they. I mean, it's filmed in long shots, but they do when they go behind somebody or do something that they cut then. So
when they did Running Time, which has Bruce Campbell on it, that was supposed to be filmed like Hitchcock's Rope.
But yeah, when I was a kid, I think Showtime or something got all the rights to all the Hitchcock films, or at least the ones. The big ones like Rear Window, The Trouble with Harry. That's a one I haven't watched all the way, and
I don't think I've seen.
And that's kind of like it's like a comedy basically.
But Psycho and Strangers on a Train are probably my two favorites, but I do like Rear Window.
Rope was good.
The 39 Steps, when the one called the 39 Steps.
I'm not sure if
some of these things were shorter things. You could get them on them compilations.
Well, I like I don't know. I think it's one of his first movies he made when he came to America. It's called Sabotage, and I really like that one. It's kind of
North by Northwest. Well,
I was going to say it's a precursor to North by Northwest, which I have that on Blu-ray. And it's not a very. I would say it looks decent, but it's definitely grainy. So,
and you said the last movie he did was Family Part, right?
Right, in like 76. He died in 79, I believe. But I've only seen like the beginning of the Family Plot, and I was like, this is...
And I believe, I haven't confirmed myself, but I'm pretty sure that the woman that plays Hattie, I think Hattie's her name, was the nanny on The Omen.
There you go. So... We're going to try to watch this movie that I've been wanting to watch for a very long time, but unfortunately it wasn't, couldn't find an English copy of it very well. And,
this is a killer baboon movie, correct?
Yeah, and The Shadow of Kilimanjaro, so hopefully it'll, at least I get to watch it and understand what the hell's going on. So,
hopefully.
We'll be back after something.
Bye.
You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, I know it.
You've lost that love and feeling. Whoa, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone.
Buried alive in each man is a strange, depraved creature that turns the soul into a battleground of sin and violence, turning life into an inferno. In Dr. Henry Jekyll was this knowledge. Perhaps it was his quiet ways, his unloving wife, his simple, homely face that drove him to unleash this inner presence. This was Jekyll's inferno. Dr. Jekyll gave life to the unspeakable evil of Mr. Hyde. Rich, handsome, decadent Mr. Hyde erupted to spew adultery, viciousness, murder in the greatest macabre spectacle of all time. American International Pictures presents a fascinating new Dr. Jekyll, a terrifying new Mr. Hyde, Robert Louis Stevenson's study in terrifying evil. Jekyll's Inferno in Color and Magazine.
All right, so we had a lot to catch up on, but we'll pick up. Just played Wes's thoughts or the Creepy Kentuckian on NXT in Louisville. We went last weekend, I think, and it's pretty damn good.
And Creepy Kentuckian and his wife were with us.
Yeah, Mrs. Creepy.
Mrs. Creepy.
And so yeah. It was in a kind of a bigger arena that we saw in a ballroom, and this one was more of an arena.
This was the Broadbent Arena, which
small, but not
that small.
Yeah.
And Steve, I think it was you that said that there hadn't been many things that had been there in a while.
No, and this was the last. NXT show before the big draft, and
And it, well, just to go over some of the matches, I guess, you know, what do we have?
Bailey and
Alexa Bliss,
or as I like to call her now, Miss Priss Bliss. That's the name.
But you know, and No Way Jose, which I care two shits about. I mean,
that was like the first match.
Yeah. And there's American Alpha versus The Revival, which is really good.
And there was that, which was the one where that woman kept screaming, Angelo! Come on, Angelo!
Shoot, who was he fighting?
Was it a Japanese guy?
Yes, it was Hideo Itami.
That guy.
Who just made his return after being out for about a year.
But most everybody was cheering for Hideo.
I don't know.
And she was this loudmouth woman in back of us was saying, come on, Angelo!
Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. But,
yeah, you got.
But the very last match that we found, they had like a poster that showed some of the matches, which they changed.
We got excited.
Well, because it was going to be Finn Balor, Nakamura versus Samoa Joe, and then Bobby Roode, which he really hadn't been on TV other in a wrestling capacity, so it was pretty good. So that kind of started, and then the Revival hit the ring and started beating them up, and then the American Alpha came in.
The Revival, that's who those guys were.
Yeah, then I thought, okay, they're going to make this a four-man tag team, basically, match where, you know, four on each side. But then Alexa Bliss came in.
And Bayley came out.
Then Bayley. And then we all, then one of the you know, Bayley got on there and said, well, let's have a match against your team. And then she goes, probably the coolest team ever.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. I mean,
what I'm trying to figure out, and is if there's something, I mean, a real relationship going on with Bayley and Finn Balor.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe a little bit before when they were champions, they did a lot of stuff in the ring. But anyway, when I heard all this, I was like, oh, this is awesome, because a lot of these people, and everybody knew, was not going to be together after this week or be in NXT. And
Asuka had a match, too.
Yeah, Asuka versus Billy Kay.
Which is always entertaining anytime Asuka's out there.
Billy Kay got a lot of offense in for that kind of match. But she's a very good wrestler anyway.
Whatever.
Under Jesse McKay in Shimmer. But anyway, it was... But the final match was really a lot of fun. Everybody did stuff.
Unfortunately, we had some people in front of us. Now, I'm sorry if there was something mentally challenging wrong with these people, but they were going and carrying on, and I don't know.
We get in there. We always get behind people who think think they can start chants, and then they suck. But anyway, at the end of the match, of course, Nakamura hit that knee and then won, and then everybody did Nakamura's little thing against the ropes where they go down, and he went right down in the center, and which there's video of it, and everybody kind of too sweet at each other, and Finn Balor talked a little bit about, you know, he felt a draft in the room, and then, of course, he did get drafted American Alpha, Alexa Bliss. So, and then as we film this, there's going to be a pay-per-view tomorrow, and there's a mystery partner for Sasha Banks might get Bayley into there. So we'll see. Yeah. If not, she's going to be coming.
That's what Steve's thinking.
That's what a lot of people, I heard that there's going to be another kind of pulling out of NXT in the fall. So it might be then. But anyway, enough wrestling talk, because I know everybody hates that shit.
I don't hate it.
Oh, well. Anyway, finally watched an English dub of In the Shadow of Kilimanjaro, which is based on a real event.
But I think they kind of blew it out.
It's not like it was super... over the top. What it couldn't do, it needed to go over the top or do something a little different, because to me it was more, there's only one over the top segment with a severed head, and that was it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you see all these baboons running around, because these baboons were starving, and they basically attacked and killed a bunch of people.
It wasn't like Shockma or any of those other...
No, Shockma is like, I guess, I thought this might be the best killer baboon movie. But Shockma seems to be...
Yeah.
Shockma versus Doors is probably the best scene. But anyway, that's something. I might put that on the Roku channel for people to see if they want to. But I was listening to another podcast. It's like the Saturday night movie sleepover. And they really dissect a bunch of stuff. But... I was watching about the Night Stalker, and I watched that again, the original TV movie, and it was
good watching that again.
Yeah, and
because I like Darren McGavin.
And they went around the backstory of this, that it was written as a book, but they took it beforehand and made this movie, and then they also the author had to get in a battle just to get the novel he wrote for this published.
Yeah, because they say cease and desist.
Yeah, they sent a letter, and I mean, there's all kinds of. I didn't know nothing about that, and of course they changed some stuff in the.
And the guy he wrote it. If he hadn't written the book, then they wouldn't have had anything to work from.
Well, Kolchak was supposed to have been from Europe.
Uh-huh.
Or just, you know, like an immigrant, but he'd heard all these stories about monsters and stuff. But, of course, that was all changed, too. But, you know, it's...
But Darren McGavin, I think Darren McGavin was one of those versatile actors.
Well, he was older than me when he made Night Stalker. He was 49, and when he made that original movie, the TV show came out 2 years later or so.
But he could do that, and he did, you know, some comedy stuff. I mean, he was in A Christmas Story, and...
Well, he did a lot of TV, too.
Yeah.
But, another movie I watched was something called Classroom 6, which is a kind of a found footage movie. And, that pretty much sucked.
It's coming back to me now.
Some teacher and a student disappeared. So they went, this TV crew got permission to go in this classroom. And they bring a psychic and all this jazz. Hardly any special effects.
No, and the characters were
Which
just,
is fine, but it just the story was shitty.
They were almost so superficial you could see through them.
Well, it wasn't a very good one.
It didn't develop any, and there were no characters that were developed or anything.
Now, speaking of found footage, Comic-Con is going on, and a movie called The Woods. People were interested in that. Adam Wingard, who did The Guest and some other movies that were pretty decent.
I didn't like The Guest.
I liked The Guest. Anyway, they had pretty much fooled everybody, because when they started showing the trailer, it was apparent that this is a sequel to Blair Witch. It is called Blair Witch.
Steve was telling me.
And I mean, it's about this guy who's kind of looking for his sister. Her sister went missing in that forest. But we don't know if it's Heather Donahue.
Oh, so you don't know if it has a relation.
No, we don't know that yet, because there was, and basically that's it. They go out there, and I can't tell if it's a found footage movie or not. Maybe it has components of that, but other parts of it.
They did a pretty good job of keeping it hidden.
Yeah.
Blair Witch sequel.
So yeah, it, that's coming out in September. So I might wait and see, but I might want to see that.
Be worth watching, because I liked the original Blair Witch Project. I didn't care for part two at all.
I watched part two again. I like the goth chick and the wicked chick.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
we were talking about
you ever seen that sci-fi thing, Curse of the Blair Witch?
No.
It was like they made that to go along with the Blair Witch. It was like it.
I think I read
a mockumentary about the Blair Witch.
Oh, I think I read that book that came out after
I got movie. One. I had that Companion or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I was really about the Blair Witch for a while. But
that was Steve's thing for a while.
I don't know. I liked it.
Well, when it came out, it was
It's 99, so.
Yeah, And nothing else was coming out like that. Now they've done the found footage stuff.
And then
the
Francisville experiment, which is Dana's the only other person I've ever known who's got that. Right.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's a good movie. I'm just
saying it was all right.
It was all right, but it wasn't.
I mean, it's not like Blair Witch, but it's fun for what it is. But anyway.
But I haven't seen it since I got it and watched it one time. So
I think I've watched it maybe twice, but at least once for sure, because I can still remember some of it. Today I watched a preview of, well, not a preview, but a advanced screening of Batman the Killer Joke, which... It's a very interesting rank. Don't growl.
She's growling at Sam. Sam's getting in her territory.
Well, anyway, I thought this thing was going to be a little more violent. It was violent, but not. I thought there was a lot more stuff going to happen in it.
Was that the thing that you said was rated R?
Yeah, but it was only an hour and 16 minutes, and then it ended abruptly. So
I. And who was? I gotta ask this: was Batman having sex with the girl? This girl.
Yeah, he had sex with Batgirl.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm still not sure what the deal is with that. But now we can flash forward to our hot and sweaty Friday, which I took Dana to go see Heart.
At the River Bend Music Center in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Heart and... Cheap Trick and Joan Jett, and
which I don't think Steve cared for Cheap Trick at all. That wasn't the best performance I've seen by Cheap Trick, but those guys are getting
plus
a lot. I ain't seen them in concert for 12 years, so
plus it's freaking. I mean, it wasn't 100, but it was not close to 90 or over 90. And those guys were sweating like pigs.
And they were...
Wearing...
I think Cheap Trick, more than the other two groups, played more of their new stuff. And I hate to say this, but I haven't bought a new...
You're walking away.
Sorry. Let me wait till I get back.
Walking.
I haven't bought a new album for anybody in a long time. And so when they start playing this new stuff... I'm not sure, you know, I haven't heard it. You know, it's not like I've heard it on the radio or anything like that. So,
well,
they did play Dream Police and I Want You to Want Me and stuff like that, stuff that people know. And then Joan Jett still got it, even though how would she be now? Do you have any idea?
She's in her 50s, I would say.
She was up there. She was sweating, too.
She started wearing, like, a leather jacket.
Which is typical Joan Jett.
I'm sitting here fucking dying with nothing. We had some water, but then I broke down and got some drinks, and they were, $9 a piece.
Yeah, Steve brought me back this big, he said it was a tall boy.
It was a mini bucket of a mini plastic bucket.
I thought it was some kind of mixed drink, and I kept seeing these girls carrying this pink stuff around. But Steve just said that was the strawberry.
I took a piece of ice out of there and put it on my head, and it melted in 2 seconds.
2 seconds, and yeah, we had that, and then Heart was the headliner, so they played last. And they were awesome. I mean, I've never seen Heart in concert. I've never seen Joan Jett in concert either. So
yeah, I mean,
it was awesome to get to see both of them, and it was awesome to get to see Cheap Trick. And evidently Cheap Trick's gotten rid of Bunny Carlos.
No, they had a big fight years ago. And,
well, did he leave?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's gone, and I think the guy playing the drums. Is Rick Nielsen's son, because I think he had the same last name. And he's probably young enough where he could be his son. So they did have a different guy playing drums. But then there's Tom Peterson, who's a guitarist. And then Rick Nielsen's a guitarist. He brings out those, five guitars. It looks like stacked one on top of the other.
But the venue... I mean, I bought a ticket for the grass.
Well, Steve said he would never do this again.
No, because, they had the grass separated, but
this is the most lax security concert I've been to in years. There's really nothing.
There was no security as far as the
lawn part, which the lawn part is AstroTurf and at an angle, so you should theoretically be able to see everybody if you have a either sitting on the ground or low riding chair.
But people were standing
and dancing like a fucking retard.
Oh God. There were people right in front of us. I mean, I told Steve, I said, I hate to laugh at these people because one day I'm going to be old.
Well, I guess to be honest, one thing is
I'm already older.
The most action, most exercise these people have ever gotten.
Yeah, but I really.
Like a while.
It's one thing to see a couple that's young in their 20s, maybe early 30s, rubbing around on each other.
Grabbing
butts. But to see, I don't know what, late 50s?
Yeah.
Early 60s? Watching a guy grab his, I don't want to say overweight, but she had a few extra.
Chunky.
Grabbing her butt and bumping butts together. And,
yeah.
And I mean, he wasn't just pinching her butt. He was grabbing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to see this.
Rubbing
Ben Gay on his back.
Yeah, or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, there was a couple of middle-aged chicks, probably in their 40s or mid-40s, where they danced for...
They danced the whole concert.
And I mean, I can't believe, they must have had some cardio going, because that chick
was
dancing.
They must have been doing drugs or something.
Oh, no.
Man, I don't have that much energy. Plus, I told Steve, I wasn't going, and I drank all of that Mike's Hard Lemonade, and all that got me was I had to go to the bathroom really bad later. But I would have had to been blasted out of my mind to do what these chicks were doing. I mean, it was just twisting and gyrating all over the place to every damn song that was played.
Well, I mean, they were fine. They were having fun, and I mean, that one chick was always looking at the other chick and laughing, so
They were doing motions towards each other.
One girl was mocking, like, a ballerina stuff, and it was interesting to watch, because some of the time I couldn't see the
stuff. Then there was a girl dressed like Madonna.
Yeah, that was pretty, one of the Bangles.
It's a Madonna / Bangles thing.
She was not a... She might have been pretty at one point, but now she's not that pretty. And
but she was twisting at first.
She was like getting into the big, whatever. I mean, I'm not a girl at dances, but I don't want to get too much. But
and there were a lot of lesbians there.
Vaping lesbians. Almost every lesbian I saw had
They were drinking and vaping.
Mean, God damn, there's...
Which I told Steve, I don't think the lesbians were really that much for Cheap Trick, but I guarantee they were for Joan Jett and Hart.
Well, to be honest, I'm not trying to, the vaping stuff, but they were not they didn't really cause any problems or nothing, so I'm not really getting on them.
There was a guy smoking a cigarette, and it
There was more. People smoking cigarettes there.
Yeah, I know, but there was a guy, at least he was nice enough to say, if this is bothering y'all, put it out, but we told him it was fine.
I mean, fuck, everything else was doing it, so I'm not going to...
He wasn't blowing it in our face or nothing like that, so...
But,
I didn't see any
There was one couple of lesbians where one had really long hair, and she was kind of cute, and her girlfriend, of course, looked like a boy. And she was wearing a hat, and she had a black eye.
Oh, I didn't see
that.
Yeah,
I think she was telling. Of course, a lot of these people that go there and they got a buzz going, they'll just start becoming friends and just explain everything about their life.
Yeah.
I could almost see their mouth and about that. You know, she got hit or something.
How she got that black eye.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. But anyway.
But I have nothing against lesbians.
But I mean, the vaping stuff is kind of weird to me. Why does a lot of them need to vape? But maybe a lot of people vape. I don't know.
Whatever the lesbians were vaping, whatever they had in there smelled really good.
Well, they can get different flavors. It's just water vapor, apparently. But anyway, that shit was hitting me in the face a lot.
I'd rather have that than cigarette smoke if I had my choice.
And another thing that was probably negative was a lot of old drunks at this point.
Oh my gosh, there was two people literally carrying another guy.
And they were no young people where I saw. They may have been drunk, but they could handle it. But these people,
there was one guy
couldn't even walk, and then the other guy had to be.
Before the concert was over, this guy kept going up and down, and he was pointing at us and pointing at other people, and like.
And then another person, this when we were getting to her car, this chick was going like. Get away from me. I told you to get away from me. It was a drunk guy stumbling around.
I missed that.
And he's like, oh, boy. And, well, anyway, that was the, of
and
course.
And some old lady was talking about, I told them girls if they drank too much to get me to come pick them up, I'd pick them up. You didn't hear that.
I heard it, I think. But anyway, it was a long night.
But what's your final verdict on the concert, though, Steve? Regardless,
I hated sitting there sweating for 4 hours. I'm so very lucky that I did not get sunburned. I got some.
But I mean, as
red
far as
skin,
the music,
which,
though, Steve, I know where you were.
I mean, it was a good concert. I mean,
you just would have rather it been inside.
Yeah,
air conditioning.
Oh my God, I sweated so much. I was just like I hadn't sweated so much since I was in the Army. Where I stopped sweating.
They wouldn't have been able to smoke and or vape in the inside place.
But anyway, it's an interesting venue. Maybe when it was a little cooler, it would be cool.
At least it didn't rain on us, though.
Yeah. But anyway, that's about it. Dana took advantage of the Barnes & Noble Criterion sale and got the Scanners Blu-ray.
I got the Scanners Blu-ray. But a question I have is, why can nobody ever get a commentary with David Cronenberg?
Yeah, it's up to him.
Yeah, I know. He'll supervise the transfer, and they did a 2K transfer, which is great. But I would have rather, had more insight from Cronenberg. Because to me, Cronenberg just seems like an interesting dude.
I don't know if they have this one on the video drone about the that. Well, it's just an excerpt from a 81 show interview with him.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to watch a few more movies and then we'll be back after this message. Well, I wanted to record something with Wes. We went to NXT yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure as hell did.
All right, thank you. Few movies to talk about.
Yeah, well, I got some kind of weird trailer showing.
I got this Blu-ray a long time ago. It's a steelbook. It was one of those, they had a bunch of Best Buy where they had like artists do covers for these steelbooks.
I know, but to be honest, if it's the covers I'm thinking of, those covers aren't that
the
great.
Desperado one looks really nice.
That one, but yeah, most of the rest of them.
Well, they were cheap, and I didn't have the movie Leon the Professional, so I got.
Oh, okay.
And it's been the first time I've watched that in many years, and.
That was a bizarre movie.
This was the extended cut.
And what's her face is on it?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman when she was,
13
years old or something?
Probably. Something. She was definitely, and there was a strange vibe between them because she said she loved Leon.
She tried to seduce Leon. She wanted to sleep in the same bed with him. It's like, okay.
I mean, of course, if you haven't seen the movie, I mean, basically Leon's he's an assassin where he gets paid to kill people. And this is Luc Besson.
directed it, and it's it sounds like a Lake Croissant. But
it does.
Luc Besson, I don't know, what's fuck it. He made Fifth Element, and he made this, and
oh, he made Fifth Element?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Steve likes Fifth Element also.
Well, yeah, and it, yeah, I like that one, but this one, anytime you got a European director, it always has a different feel than the American movies, and this one definitely has. Most of his movies do. Even like Fifth Element had, wasn't straight, you know, weird tint on science fiction and fantasy, but anyway, I really enjoyed it. I thought the quality of it was, you know, good. I can't recall it being outstanding, but I mean, it looked really good.
I mean, it looked good what I saw of it. I can't say that I sat down and watched all of it, but that weird vibe with Natalie Portman and the, who was the guy that played Leon?
Jean Reno.
Yeah, Jean Reno.
Or Jean Reno.
Or I think it's Jean Reno.
Yeah, it's Jean Reno.
It was just, it gave me a, like Steve said, it was a weird vibe, and it gave me this icky feeling all the time. And it wasn't his fault. It was her trying to come on to him all the time within the context of this film. So I couldn't get past that, I guess.
Yeah, I remember renting this on VHS back in the 90s. That's back when all these movies were coming out, like Reservoir Dogs, this, Desperado. I mean, it was just like...
Well, Reservoir Dogs I really liked.
All these kind of crazy things.
And I didn't hate this movie. It's just I didn't really have time to pay a whole lot of attention to it. And every time I did try to watch it, of course, Natalie Portman's character was doing bizarre stuff. Dressing like Madonna and...
Well, they were dressing up at that point. But anyway, watched the riff tracks of Lost or Prisoners of the Lost Universe, which was pretty funny. I think
when
they,
was you watching that?
Sunday. Like, but they made that for. I mean, I think they made that for Showtime, but I can't remember. But it was really bad. But one movie I watched, I saw the title because I think it's coming out on either Blu-ray. I think it's coming out on Blu-ray, and some of these old movies I used to see on the VHS, you know, at the store, and I never rented, but it was one called The Serpent's Lair.
Oh, God.
And
here's this movie.
And I swear that the cover made it seem like it was some kind of, like, Indiana Jones shit.
Yeah.
And,
like, how could they make that look like
a... I mean, I'll have to look it up on Google Images and see what the box art... Maybe I was just fooling myself, but anyway...
But it's nothing like that, trust me.
Jeff Fahey moved in this apartment, and I don't know.
Well,
it had to be Europe
it
somewhere.
Was a house. Well, I thought it was an apartment, but I think it was.
Well, it's hard. But and there's a black cat, and they keep it, but he's having visions, and then
he's having sexual dreams, and his wife catches him.
What is? Well, his wife gets hurt. And
he's up in the hospital for an extended stay.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, when I told Dana, I said, if I ever hear you get hurt and you're in the hospital, I'm going to stop and get you flowers before I go see you.
Yeah, because there's one scene where he, like, evidently he stopped somewhere to get flowers instead of rushing right there to be by her side.
So, but anyway, then this woman shows up, and basically she was the sister of the previous.
She says she is the sister.
Previous, but anyway.
Who killed himself.
Right? Anyway, I was telling Dana about, because you could tell where this is heading. It's basically, she's going to try to seduce him.
Basically, she does everything she can to seduce him. Like, climbing in his lap and, like, practically putting her vagina up to his face.
And he resists for a while, but that's...
Yeah, but not very long.
But, I mean, it's just like somebody said. I mean, if you open the door and there's free pizza there... What are you going to do? You going to eat the pizza, Dana?
You know...
Dana
not,
can't get mad at me for eating free pizza.
Hey, listen. It's not like your wife is charging you to have sex. So it's not...
Yeah, but you're
you
away, and I ain't got no food in the kitchen, and I'm offered free pizza. That's the thing I'm saying.
You don't have self-control, and you can't wait till your wife gets home from the hospital and's all healed
up. It's pizza. It's free pizza.
It's something that begins with P, but it ain't pizza.
All right, whatever. But anyway, it's kind of a ridiculous movie. But because I mean,
even Steve. Has
there's a supernatural tint to it, but. It
has things to do with succubus and.
Okay, well, since you already said it, she's a succubus, and she's
sucking his semen
and his energy out of his body, and he can't resist her. It's pretty funny, but anyway,
I would not rent.
I mean, you could rent it, but I definitely wouldn't buy it.
Don't waste money on it. For free, as Steve says. You know.
We watched an HD transfer of Zombie 3, which I hadn't seen in a while.
Wow.
I know that they say that Fulci directed it, but I think he kind of quit after a while. And I don't know. For some reason, I think it was Bruno Mattei, but it could have been someone else that took over.
But it sure seems like, hey, there's Lynn Lowry. I've seen this movie.
She's going to be at, I think she's going to be at Horror Hound, Lynn Lowry.
I met Lynn Lowry at Wasteland.
I know. But... Zombie 3, there's something, I mean, it's really super wacky.
Yeah.
You get introduced to certain characters and then they just die. And it's just strange. So, at least, I don't know if that was the original story or why that happened, but it's kind of a strange little thing, Bob.
You can't really take a zombie movie seriously anyway, so I don't know why anybody would even try, but if you're just looking for something to just waste about 90 minutes, this would be a good choice.
And then I need to watch, like, that Zombie 5, Killing Birds. I need to watch that.
There were birds in this one.
Yeah.
They look like
these zombies were more like, some of them were more like Nightmare City zombies.
Yeah, they were like jumping off the tops of things and running, and then others were like Romero
machetes, and then some of them could still talk.
And others were like, yeah, you know.
And then these had more of a, I don't know, like. Look like chemical burn zombies.
Some of them look like, you know, that slime that you used to get in the gumball machines. It looked like somebody had smeared that on their faces.
Yeah. And one I watched by myself was they recently came out on Blu-ray was a Sammy.
Sam's climbing on
the TV. Was these post-apocalyptic movies, and these were. I think some of them, at least the one I watched, was made in the Philippines. So I don't know about the others.
There was a lot of stuff that was made.
Yeah, but this was like late 80s, so it's pretty much the last Philippine, you know, the last hurrah for Filipino people as far as these type of movies, exploitation. It was The Wheels of Fire, which...
Oh, did you watch all that?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. And it was okay, but really the... I think the only good post-apocalyptic Road Warrior shit rip-offs are from Italy.
Sorry, but I didn't know what in the heck I was singing.
He was force-feeding shit in her mouth. Oh, this is an Elsa movie.
Okay, I
kind of
figured. But anyway, go ahead. Continue.
Well, continue. I'm sorry, did I interrupt you? But anyway, it's okay. I know there's another one that was released with this was The Sisterhood, which is...
Are you going to talk about the, I don't know if you'd call it blaxploitation or what.
Well, I didn't finish it.
Oh,
and it's only 75 minutes.
Okay.
But, yeah, maybe if I watch it all, but I don't want to... But anyway, that's what we've watched so far. I did find out something, some new releases. One release is they're going to release Death Wish 2 on Blu-ray.
They're going to... did we talk about them releasing Ben and Willard?
No, but let me just finish this.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, this
Sorry.
Is the only reason I have, like... I have a DVD collection of 2, 3, and 4. But this makes this different is they're releasing the uncut version... with the package,
So there's an uncut version of Death Wish 2.
Which should be cool.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I've seen the uncut version of Death Wish 2.
Right, so... I mean, I'll get it when it's $10. Because there should be no reason why it wouldn't be.
When are they ever going to put... Have they not put Death Wish out on Blu-ray?
Yes. The original, yes.
They have?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I need to get it.
But yeah, like Dana said, I think Screen Factory released a bunch of titles. They are releasing Ben and Willard.
Which I've been waiting for that to come out in some format other than VHS, which is rare to find forever. So I'm glad to hear the.
I don't think they're releasing them as a double feature. I may be
wrong. That would make more sense. But
right, but I don't think so.
I'll probably have to buy them separately, and I'm hoping. And praying that they can get, what's his face? Shoot. Oh, I am forgetting his name.
I know it. I know
it's
it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know it.
Well, I hope that they can get the main guy to, like, do a commentary or do an interview with him or something. The guy that played Willard. And if Michael Jackson was still alive, they maybe could get him to talk about the song Ben that he did.
Bruce Davidson.
Yeah, Bruce Davidson. I'm hoping, because I love that guy. I love that guy and everything he's in. Even that weird prison movie where he was... Didn't he get it for being a child molester or something? That Short Eyes movie?
Yeah.
I even liked him in that. But he's been on a ton of stuff. He was on television shows, too. Wasn't he on the Lords of Salem?
Yes. Look, there's my movie, Let Me Die.
Oh, Let Me Die a Woman.
Let Me Die a Woman.
But Bruce Davidson was in Tales from Dark Side episode, which was based on a Stephen King story called Word Processor of the Gods. If you have not seen that one, I highly recommend it. So, you know, and he was not just in horror stuff. He was in, you know, dramas.
He was in dramas.
Probably in comedies, too. He was in Grace of My Heart. I know I was talking about that earlier.
Grace of My Heart.
I don't even know if Steve's seen that movie.
There's no reason for me to see that movie.
Why?
I don't want to see that.
Well, do you know what it's about? We're going to see the... Yes, dear, we watched that.
Oh.
But anyway.
Anywho.
I recommend watching Bruce Davidson in anything.
Looks like they're going to release Raising Kane on Blu-ray.
Which, Raising Kane, I really like, too.
I'll be honest, I've probably watched it, but I have not seen that.
Carrie, I'm wanting to get the deluxe edition of Carrie.
Well, yeah.
But I think I missed out on getting it at the cheaper price, so.
Well, to me, it's just like, yeah, Death Wish 2 is already out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Of course, a bunch of these are coming out.
So when is the Ben and Willard stuff coming out?
Session 9 comes out on August 16th, and,
Roadhouse.
Yep. Raising Kane comes out in September. New Thing Blu-ray is coming out.
I figure they're probably going
to... The Velvet Vampire, which I already have on this on another set, and I can't believe that...
I got it to, like, review. I know that's one I got, but I never...
There's certain things I don't... I'm okay with. Carrie comes out in October, the 11th.
But if you get it... If you go ahead and order it, yeah, I think you'll get it 2 weeks early.
Right, and then Exorcist 3 comes out in October 25th, so...
Exorcist 3 is a lot better than Exorcist 2.
Exorcist 3 makes Exorcist 2 look like Exorcist 4. But anyway, that's about all I can think of. So we're going to watch a few more movies. And we're gonna be watching the new Star Trek movie tomorrow.
Yeah, so, that's Steven... wedding anniversary is coming up soon, so that's going to be part of our wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
I'm really generous. But anyway.
Yeah, and we're gonna go to Longhorn.
Or... No, we'll go. Yeah, whatever. We'll go somewhere. But anyway, we'll go figure out a movie.
Bye.
Yeah.
A baby is born in America, and every few minutes somebody dies. That's the cycle of life. The important thing is that the dead are supposed to stay dead, but somewhere, somehow, something has gone wrong. Scientists have been experimenting with a sonar device to make our food supply grow, but they've unleashed a terror beyond description. They've awakened the dead. Run home, lock your doors, bolt your attics, and seal off your basements. And whatever you do, don't open the window. They tampered with nature, and now we must pay the price. For those of you with a taste for zombies and the living dead, comes a nightmare tale that won't go away. Don't open the window. A special weekend late show from Filmways, rated R.
All right. I tried to watch a Jello. It was.
I watched it.
The naked, or what? A woman naked killed in the park or something. Girl.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But unfortunately,
the chair won.
Yeah, the recliner got me, and I went to sleep. But we did go see Star Trek Beyond. After about 20 minutes of trailers.
Yeah.
Stuff. And then in this movie kind of just basically just starts out and goes. It doesn't really have anything, no title sequence at the beginning.
No, I thought maybe did I miss that or what, but no, I guess there wasn't.
So, yeah, it started out and I was telling Dana that the last couple movies have really kind of been like kind of weird remakes of Wrath of Khan and then Search for Spock, or at least in some story aspects.
But you said they were kind of like poking fun at making a mockery of the original movies.
I don't remember saying that.
You said that on the way home.
No, I don't remember that.
All right, he did.
I mean, I didn't like In the Darkness with it was doing with Khan and stuff like that, and then this one, I mean, they showed, it's no spoiler, they the Enterprise gets destroyed and crashes on a planet. So that's not it. So it's pretty much that. So, and then I heard that the fourth movie was going to be a time travel one, just like the Voyage Home. So it's kind of weird.
So how many original Star Trek movies were there?
Six.
Six. Okay. I thought so.
So, but this one was an improvement, and
I liked all of them. I told Steve that when we left that I liked all the new Star Trek movies.
And then, so I mean, I liked it. I can't say that maybe I'll enjoy it more on repeat viewings, but I just liked it. I didn't really love it.
But I did agree with what one reviewer said, and I'm not giving anything away by saying this. The movie was more like an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, I did kind of almost see it, because in the fight scenes, I was expecting, it kind of seemed like they had use the old fight theme in a, the music was a little different, but it was kind of a hint back to the old Kirk fighting an alien fight theme.
I mean, it was as long as a movie, obviously, but it just had a feel like episodic television.
Well, it wasn't like the last movie, which the last movie was spanning like Earth, far out, I mean, different spacecraft, and this one doesn't really do that.
The Star Trek shows were like, they land on a planet.
Yeah, stuff
happens.
And
they meet up with people, and they might have to fight with bad people or whatever. And that's what this movie was like. It was a lot like those old shows.
Well, it was a lot more of a self-contained movie that didn't... it had a few locations, but nothing like the second movie, which had all kinds of different locations. As the birds go wild. But,
yeah, our birds are wild.
But yeah, I mean, we skipped the opening weekend because of some other reasons, but...
was our anniversary present.
Yeah. Well, we could talk a little bit about the idiots, because what happened was when we went there...
Yeah.
We really don't know... I mean, I didn't see anything on the website, but we had to go to what's called a director's hall, which means, hey, we're going to charge you a few extra dollars, which... And this, we got kind of the bargain matinee prices.
$7 a piece?
Yeah. So, that wasn't that bad. But these people came in, and they're older, but, you know, they should know better. And they was like, well, I don't want to go up there. They had seats up higher.
And I told Steve, I heard the man say to the first people that had them move because they were in these people's seats.
He said
he didn't know how to do that. Like,
they show you. He said, point where you want to sit. Well, yeah. Evidently.
And they show you, here's the screen, here's the seats.
Right. And I was pretty well, you could say, well, okay. So we picked our seats. Well, these people wanted down here, and they was talking about, well, everybody would want these seats. And yeah, everybody did because you didn't get them. Because here comes people going in. So they had to move. So they moved
three times.
They moved one row up. And then people came for those seats. Mm-hmm. Then they got in our row.
And moved where this young couple
and
was.
And then they were in somebody else's seat. So they finally went to their assigned seating like they should have done all along. It's probably the most exercise they've gotten in a while.
Well, I just don't know why people don't just... You know the higher up number of the seats is going to be farther up in the...
They don't know. These people must not know anything.
They should know.
Well, people should know everything, but they don't. These people are just retarded.
And then we don't know if it was them or somebody else was having some kind of weird coughing.
Well, I was hoping... Like, when I saw Rambo, the last Rambo movie, somebody almost had a heart attack and they had to stop the movie. So I was waiting...
Are you serious?
Yeah, they stopped the movie... And bring the people in to take the paramedics and take them out. And it was like an old lady. It's like, what is a fucking grandma doing watching Rambo? And is this too much for her?
Well, I don't know what this old lady was doing watching that Sisters movie when we went. I think it was the Sisters movie we went to see. She was in there with two younger women. And I was like, that would be like bringing my granny to a movie like this. She'd have a fit.
So in Rambo, I would say it was close to halfway, if maybe just a little. So there's like 30 minutes or 45 minutes later when the movie was over. When I left, there's the paramedic still out in the goddamn lobby with this woman. It's like,
what did she get where she couldn't breathe?
I don't know, but I don't know what the fuck was going on. How about you leave the fucking auditorium? But apparently they had to stop the film to get her. Oh, it's just weird. But anyway, luckily that didn't happen. Rambo killed a bunch of freaking foreigners and he killed some old lady.
Oh, I hope she didn't die, but
in Stony Brook.
I told multi-cinema. Steve that, if you've got a cough that's that bad, because this went on forever, then step out from the theater area. Step out in the hallway until you get over it. Get yourself a drink.
And then those people that we were talking about moving around because they wouldn't get in the right seats, they conjugate right in front of the exit as you come out there. And the lady goes, well, I just need to ask you one thing. It's like, how about you move the fuck away from the door before you start questions?
Oh,
because she didn't understand something. It was like, well, why did you even go? You probably don't like Star Trek. You probably don't know what's going on.
Well, if I got a question to ask, I'll ask it when we're going out in the parking lot to the car. I won't stand right outside
the car. Oh, I just don't understand people. But anyway, I guess check it out. I did see a trailer for a movie that I want to see. Is that new XXX movie coming up in January or February?
Oh, yeah.
Aja's not going to be in it like she was in the first one.
Well, Steve will be sad about that.
Yeah, but anyway, I believe it's almost been 10 years or more since the first one. They made a second one with Ice Cube. It was pretty shitty. Wow. They actually killed off his character in the extras on the I have a DVD of it.
Just because he was so bad in it? Or?
No. Killed off Vin Diesel's character.
Vin Diesel.
Because he wasn't coming back for the second one, so they made a little mini, like a 5-minute movie that killed him off. And then now now he came back. Now that's about, you know, what the hell's that about?
Well, to tell you, I'm bummed out now because any other Star Trek films I see now is not going to have, what's his name?
Anton Yelchin as Chekhov.
I'm bummed now because I like that guy, but.
Well, he was in the green room that I watched the other day.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, unfortunately, accidents happen to anybody. It doesn't matter if you're famous or not.
But that was a freak.
Yeah, I mean.
Steve told me how he died, and I was like,
I guess.
So weird.
Just the way it is, unfortunately.
But that's just going to be a bummer because to me, the Chekhov.
I thought for a minute that because they didn't really have much of to do with him at the beginning, and then I thought, well, maybe they kind of cut his role down, but then at the when they got on the planet, then his role kind of expanded big time. So
I
yeah.
I did ask Steve what they were going to do about this for the future Star Trek movie.
Well, he's getting written off in some capacity. Either they might, since they really acknowledge Leonard Nimoy's death in the movie, they may actually have start the next movie with a funeral or something and incorporate that into the story and Chekhov died. But, you know, I don't know. They either do that or he's being reassigned to another starship.
I hope they kind of do that so it's not like you have to feel bummed out when you're watching.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I thought it was nice the way they did Leonard Nimoy's character because it kind of fed into the storyline a lot. So I'm wondering if they kind of just changed the story or that just added to the story naturally. I don't know.
I like the one character called Scotty. What did she call him?
Montgomery Scotty.
Montgomery Scotty.
Now, you know who that girl was, the alien girl?
She looked very familiar.
Well, you can't really tell. She was the girl with, like, the... in Kingsman with the choppy feet with the those blade feet. Now she's also going to be in the new mummy movie. She's the mummy. Tom Cruise is in it.
Well, speaking of Tom Cruise, I kind of want to see that Reacher movie.
Well, that's the second one. There was another
one. I know there's another one. But some people told me if you read the books, which I haven't read the books, that character of Jack Reacher is nothing like
him. No, I think he's blonde, too. And
but
some other
his build and everything is not like
No Tom one's going to be 5'7 like Tom Cruise, even though they make him feel
but
like
I
he's a lot taller.
But I just thought this looked neat, so I probably need to go back and watch the first one. And then
yeah. I mean, the first one was okay.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, okay. It's kind of more like... it's kind of in that same vein of like Taken. If you, I don't know if you've ever seen Taken.
No.
But it's more like a hard edge where there's no nonsense, at least for that character. He's pretty, like, he'll beat your ass. And then, so, but I like the first one, but you know. But anyway, I guess we'll go out and this will be the end of the show and we'll be back. We'll be back again sometime down the road.
Steve might go see Suicide Squad, so you might hear Steve's views on that later.
Booyah. Bye. Bye-bye.
Yes! While we were out here fumbling with that music, the lousy bastard was in there killing her! Bastard! Bastard!
Till your life runs out.